Just a quick FYI for this mini episode. My dog, Karen, is in the background and she is chewing on a bone. I apologize for that noise interference. Enjoy the show. So this is what happened. I was very, very excited to see Captain Marvel. Very excited. Almost too excited to the point where I had to have a couple drinks going into it. And also maybe a couple drinks while we were in the theater as well, which is allowed. We were in the VIP section because, you know, only the best. We sat down, started watching some of the previews. I had a burger, I think, and some fries. And I say I think because after a while, things started to get kind of foggy. So foggy, in fact, that throughout the movie, I forgot major plot points. I walked out of there thinking that the movie was highly confusing, very slammed together, slammed into the MCU. I thought the introduction of characters and the origin story itself was very confusing. The relationships in it were confusing. And then, you know, when we finally got home, I was like, let's watch a movie that makes sense. Still pretty tipsy at this point, but we threw on Aquaman and I like fell in love with it immediately. And Jason Momoa, he's like my new man crush. Maybe he always was and I didn't know it. I never saw Game of Thrones, but anyway. Then the next day we watched Into the Spider-Verse. And so I'm sitting there thinking, man, there's all these good fucking movies out there and I'm really enjoying these films. Why didn't I enjoy Captain Marvel? I put a lot of it to the fact that, you know, I just assumed that the plot didn't make sense and that the storyline didn't make sense and that what they put together was a movie that was going to make Endgame that much more rich. But with this being one of the most highly anticipated and massively marketed movies that have come out of Disney and Marvel together, I knew I had to see it again. I knew I had to give it another chance. I don't know if I was going to give Brie Larson another chance, and you'll find out when Kyle and I record Wednesday that I still don't believe that she was the right choice for that role, but I did give it another chance, and you will get to hear my thoughts on all three of the movies that I've mentioned, Captain Marvel, Aquaman, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Wednesday. And somebody who just started listening to our podcast made a suggestion recently, which I'm going to try to commit to. Now, I know I've made a lot of commitments that I haven't stuck to, but this individual said he only likes podcasts that have consistent drop dates. So, for example, every Tuesday you should expect a new episode. While I haven't come up with a commitment on a certain date and time to release, that is my plan moving forward. I would like for anybody who is listening to have something to look forward to and have, you know, a date and time or like a day of the week to count on to hear Kyle and I speak over the radio waves. So for now, you can expect to hear from Kyle and I on Wednesday. Maybe that's a date. I don't know. It's middle of the week. I think it's a good time to drop an episode every week. Anyway, for now, I will say peace, and I'm sure Kyle is somewhere in Virginia saying good luck, because, of course, we're in the endgame now.